以色列人他们要离开埃及。
Through all the struggle, and finally they make their way and left Egypt officially.
各样的挑战终于离开了这个埃及地。
And God told them, I'll bring you to the land I promised to your forefathers.
那神告诉他说，我要带领你们到我应许你的父亲你们的父亲的地方。
And how do they go?
那他们要怎么去呢？
Where's the way?
他们的路在哪里？
They don't know.
他们不知道。
So how nervous would they feel?
所以他们的心里会是如何的紧张？
But God would never leave His people alone without direction.
可是神却不会，不赐给他的子民这条道路的。
Immediately, God prepared something to guide their way.
所以马上神就帮他们准备了一些东西来带领他们的路。
That is the pillar of cloud and fire.
这就是云柱和火柱。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 13.
请翻开出埃及记第十三章。
Verse 20.
出埃及记第十三章第二十节。
The book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 20.
出埃及记十三章二十节。
Verse 20. Let's read. 请读。
二十节，他们从舒哥起行，在旷野边的以场安行。
21.
二十一节，日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都有。都可以行走。
Verse 22.
二十二节，日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。
Now, when the people of Israel left Egypt, God has worked a lot of miracles.
那当神带领以色列人出埃及的时候，神给他们看了许多的神迹。
Not only he opened the Red Sea.
他不止把红海分开。
But God also provided them the pillar of cloud and fire to guide the journey.
那神同时也赐给他们云柱和火柱来带领他们的路。
Here tell us, God is leading them through this pillar.
那这里告诉我们说，神以云柱来领他们的路。
And then they can walk day and night.
这样子让他们在白天跟晚上都可以走。
So that this pillar will not leave God's people alone.
所以这些柱子都不会离开他的百姓。
Now imagine yourself, you were God's people.
那你如果想象自己是神的百姓
，You are in the wilderness. You don't know where to go.
我们在旷野里面，我们并不知道要往哪里走。
But every day when you look up, there is a huge piece of cloud just above you.
可是每天当我们抬起头来，就看到我们前方有一个很大的一根云做的柱子。
That piece of cloud in the daytime is covering you, so that the sun will not be too strong on you.
那在白天的时候，这个云做的柱子会盖住你，让那个太阳光不会太强。
And then at night, the cloud fire will do the opposite, will provide you the light so that the beasts from the wilderness will not come close.
那在晚上的时候呢，这个火柱是相反过来，它会非常的亮，让这个旷野里面的这些蜜蜂都不会来靠近你。
So first of all, you can imagine it's not two pillars actually, but rather it's one pillar, but do two functions.
那你可以想象说，这个其实是一个柱子，那这个柱子有两个不同的功能。
So what is the function of this pillar of cloud and fire?
那这个云柱跟火柱这个功能是什么呢？
Let's look at the Bible and tell us.
我们来看看圣经。
The first function,
它的第一个功能
is for protection.
是要来保护他们。
Let's read chapter 14.
请看第十四章。
Chapter 14, verse 21.
十四章二十一节。
Chapter 14, verse 20, actually. From verse 20 on.
出埃及记十四章二十节开始。
Chapter 14, verse 20.
十四章二十节。二十节，在埃及营和以色列营中间有云柱，一边黑暗，一边发光，中夜两下不得相近。
Now the story is the people Israelites they are leaving Egypt, and at the back there is a Pharaoh's armies is coming after them.
那这个故事讲到这里，他这个是在这个时候，这些以色列人他们要离开埃及地，那后面有法老的追兵在追他们。
And in the front there is a Red Sea.
那在他们面前是红海。
But the Pharaoh is already at the back, very close.
可是埃及的追兵已经非常靠近他们。
So it's a very dangerous and very urgent situation.
所以这是一个非常危急的情况下。
Because God is sending the wind to blow the Red Sea and try to separate overnight.
那神派了风来吹这个红海，要把那个红海分开。
But it takes a while for the sea to open.
可是要把这个红海分开需要一点时间。
And also take a while for the people to go through the Red Sea.
那要这些所有的人走过这个红海也需要花时间。
So they need some time.
所以他们需要一些时间。
So how did God buy time for them?
那神如何给他们多一点时间呢？
So God sent this pillar to separate the people of Egypt, the army of Egypt, and separate the people of God.
所以神派了这个柱子来把他们、把以色列人和埃及的追兵分开来。
So you can imagine one side is very dark the whole night, but the other side is so bright.
所以我们可以想象在一边是非常的黑的然后另外一边是非常的、亮的
So the first function of the pillar of cloud and fire is protection
所以这个火柱的这个、功能第一个就是要来保护他们
So that the enemy cannot come close
那这样子这些敌人就不能靠近他们
So but how can God protect the people of Israel?
可是神要如何来保护这些以色列人呢、
If you read here thatGod protect the people by separate them into two sides.
那我们看这里，他这里写到说，神保护他们，让他们两下不得接相近。
This means God separate them, 分别他们出来。
神把他们分别了。
Now, let's step back and think about what is the pillar of cloud and fire referred today.
那我们现在要来想想看，今天这个火柱的对我们来说的意义是什么
？What is the pillar of cloud and fire?
今天的云柱和火柱是什么
？What can save us? What can protect us?
什么能够来拯救我们，来保护我们
？Is the truth and the Holy Spirit?
是真理的圣灵。
Because according to the Bible, that the truth save us.
因为圣经告诉我们说，真理可以拯救我们。
But how can the truth save us?
可是真理要如何拯救我们
？The truth save us by separating us from devil, from the darkness.
那个真理来、以帮我们、跟这些黑暗来 分开让我们不会受到他们伤害
If you want to be saved, you have to separate yourself from darkness
所以我们如果要得救的话我们就要、离开黑暗
If you want to be saved, you have to separate yourself from sin
所以如果我们要得救的话我们要离开罪恶
That's exactly the pillar of cloud and fire is doing
那这就是云柱和火柱所做的
The truth of God and the Holy Spirit of God separate us from the world
神的真理神的圣灵把我们与这个世界分开
Let's look at some Bible passage
我们来翻开圣经
Let's turn to the book of Romans
请看罗马书
The book of Romans chapter 8
罗马书第八章
Verse 8
第八节
The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 8
罗马书第八章第八节第八节，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Verse 9.
第九节，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Verse 10.
第十节，基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
This is the Bible verse that we always refer to.
那我们常常读这一段圣经节。
He tells us, if you belong to the flesh, God will not be delighted in you.
这里告诉我们说，我们如果是属肉体的话，就不得神的喜欢。
In this world, there are only two kinds of people.
那这世界上只有两种人。
One is belong to the flesh.
一种是属肉体的人。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢
？They belong to sin.
就是属罪恶的。
They belong to their own way.
他们属于自己的道路。
That's why every day they do the things that they please their own body.
所以他们每天做他们自己喜欢做的事情。
That's why if you open the newspaper, there are so many problems in the society.
所以说我们看今天翻开、报纸的话我们看到这世界上有很多的问题
Because everyone walk in their own way
因为每个人都走自己爱走的路
But the truth save us The truth separate us
可是真理把我们分开
So we are belong to another kind of people
所以我们是属于另外一种人
We don't belong to the flesh
我们不属于肉体
But we belong to the Holy Spirit
我们属于圣灵的
If you don't have the Spirit of God You do not belong to Christ
我们如果没有圣灵的话我们就不属基督了
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢
This means if you do not follow the will of the Holy Spirit.
这的意思是说，如果我们不照着圣灵的意来做。
But today we follow the will of the Holy Spirit.
但是今天我们是照着圣灵的路在走。
Just like the pillar of fire and cloud separate the people from Egypt.
就像云柱和火柱把神的子民和埃及人分开。
Today the Holy Spirit and the truth will help us to do the same.
那今天这个真理的圣灵会帮助我们来这样子。
How can he help us?
他要怎么来帮助我们呢
Let's turn to chapter 8 of Romans, verse 1. Chapter 8, verse 1.
请翻开罗马书第八章第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节， 如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Verse 2.
第二节，因为似生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Here tells how can Lord Jesus Christ save us.
这里告诉我们说主耶稣基督是怎么拯救我们。
Verse 2 tells us there are two things.
第二节告诉我们两件事。
First, it tells us that through the Spirit who gives life.
第一点，这个圣灵会赐给我们生命。
And then secondly, through the law, the word of God.
那第二个是
律啊，
是借着这个律
啊。So the Spirit and the truth separate us from the death and the darkness.
所以这个圣灵这个真理把我们与这个罪和死分开。
This is very interesting, very, very also very important.
这是非常有趣而且非常重要的。
I remember I heard a testimony.
那我记得我曾经听过一个见证。
There was a brother.
曾经有一个弟兄。
He came to truth seeking and study the truth.
那他来查考圣经。
And thank God he understand the truth and get baptized.
那感谢神，他因为了解了圣经，所以他后来接受了洗礼。
And also he have received the Holy Spirit.
那他也得到了圣灵。
Wow, God has really blessed him.
那神真的很祝福他。
But after he believed in Jesus, immediately he faced temptation.
但是在他相信神之后呢，他就马上了遇到了试炼。
One day he was on business trip.
那有一天他去出差。
And then at night he stayed in the hotel by himself.
那晚上呢他就住在这个旅馆。
When he was about to sleep,
那当他要去睡觉的时候，
suddenly somebody knocked the door.
他听到有人在敲他的门。
He said, who will knock my hotel door at this hour? It's late already.
那他就想说在时间已经这么晚了，为什么还会有人来敲我旅馆的门？
When he opened the door,
那当他打开门的时候，
he saw his female colleague.
那他看到他这个女性的同事。
And then he asked her, why you're here at this hour?
那他就问他说，为什么这么晚了你还来这里呢？
And that woman is very liberal.
那这个女孩子她是非常的开放的。
And she told her straight.
所以他就很直接的告诉她，
I really admire you.
我非常喜欢你。
Can I come in?
我可以进来吗？
Can I sleep with you?
我可以跟你一起睡觉。
They're very direct.
那他非常的直接。
Because people don't have God in their mind.They are so sinful and they don't have shame in their face and their eyes.
因为人当他们心里没有神的时候呢，他就不会想到这些罪恶。
And that brother is thousands of miles away from home.
那这个弟兄他离开家这么远。
And now this temptation come.
那这个诱惑来了。
And of course she is a pretty woman.
那当然这个女孩子非常的漂亮。
But in her heart, suddenly something reminded him.
但是在他心里他突然想到了一件事。
Immediately he think that no, I should say no.
他马上想到说我应该说不。
This is not something right.
这是不对的。
I have family.
我还有家庭。
And most importantly, I believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
而且更重要的是我现在相信了主耶稣。
I was just baptized.
而且我才刚受洗。
I cannot do this.
我不可以这样子。
So the brother just have the strength to tell her straight in the face.
所以这个弟兄他有这个力量来直接的告诉这个同事。
You cannot come in.
你不可以进来。
You have to go.
你必须要离开。
But the woman didn't want to give up.
可是这个女孩子她不想要离开。
She said it's late already.
她就说，可是时间已经很晚了。
I cannot go back to the other hotel.
我不能回到我自己那边的我自己的旅馆。
The brother said, I don't care whether you what is the way you could go back, but you cannot come in.
所以这个弟兄就告诉她说，我不管你要怎么回去，可是你就是不能进来。
And then he slammed the door.
所以他就把门关上。
And then immediately he knelt down to pray.
然后他马上就跪下来祷告。
He filled the Holy Spirit.
然后他被圣灵充满。
And suddenly he was so scared.
然后突然他就非常的害怕。
Wow, he feel that suddenly he was so close to sinning against God.
因为他才了解到说他在跟犯罪那么那个跟这个罪那么接近。
If you open the door, let the woman come in.
如果他把门打开，让那个女孩子进来
，her family will be broken.
那他的家庭就会破裂。
His marriage will be finished.
那他的婚姻就完了。
And his salvation will be gone.
那他的救恩就没有了。
But we really thank God.
可是感谢神。
The truth and the Holy Spirit in his heart protect him.
这个真理，这个圣灵在他的心里来保护他。
Protect him from sin.
保护他，让他不要犯罪。
Protect him from death.
保护他不要接近死亡。
Protect him from darkness.
保护他离开黑暗。
Just like the pillar of cloud and fire.
就像这个云柱和火柱。
He separated the Israelites from the Egyptian.
他把以色列人和埃及人分开。
So if you understand the function of the truth and the spirit.
所以我们如果了解到这个真理的圣灵的功能。
We really appreciate today what we are having.
我们就会非常的感激神所赐给我们的。
Some people unbeliever, they say that, wow, you guys, you believe in Christian, you believe in Jesus, you have no freedom.
那有些人他们不相信神，所以他们就笑我们说，你们是基督徒，你们相信基督，可是你们没有自由。
No, you cannot have fun.
因为你没有办法做一些快乐的事。
You have no freedom.
因为你没有自由。
You cannot gamble, you cannot dance, you cannot mess around.
你不可以赌博，不可以做很多事情。
You cannot enjoy life.
你不可以享受人生。
But for us, we know this is exactly how God wants to protect us.
可是对我们来讲，这就是神要如何来保护我们的。
The truth set us apart.
这个真理把我们与他们分别。
And the truth set us free.
而这个真理让我们得到自由。
So that's why we have to follow this pillar of cloud and fire.
这就是为什么我们要跟随这个云柱和火柱。
Separate yourself from the world.
把我们与这个世界分开。
You are in this world, but you don't belong to the world.
我们虽然在这个世界上，但是我们不属世界。
The second function of the pillar of cloud and fire.
这个云柱和火柱的第二个功能
It's a sign of God's abidance.
是一个有神同在的记号。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 14.
请翻开出埃及记第十四章。
Exodus chapter 14, Numbers chapter 14.
民数记第十四章。
The book of Numbers chapter 14.
民数记第十四章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 14.
民数记第十四章十四节，十四节，埃及人要将这事传给迦南地的居民，那民已经听见你们，你耶和华是这百在这百姓中间，因为你面对面被人看见，有你的云彩停在他们以上，你日间在云柱中，夜间在火柱中，在他们前面行。
Here tells us that the people of Israelites went out of Egypt and walking in the wilderness is a testimony for the Canaanite inhabitants.
那这里告诉我们说，这些以色列人他们离开如何离开这个埃及地，是对这些迦南人地的人的一个见证。
We have to understand the Canaanite inhabitants; they don't believe in true God. They worship all kind of crazy idols.
那我们可以想象说，这个我们要了解到说，迦南地的居民他们不相信神，那他们拜偶像。
And their morality is very wicked and corrupted.
那他们的。人伦是非常败坏的。
But when they saw the people of God marching into the land of Canaan,
可是当他们看到这些以色列人走入迦南地
，What did they see?
他们看到什么呢
？Even though the true God is invisible with their naked eyes,
虽然说他们肉眼看不到这个真神
，But God's abidance can be seen.
可是神的同在是可以看见的。
That is very important. Some people ask, "Show me God if I can see God, I believe."
那这是非常重要的，因为有的人会说，你如果把神给我看，我就会相信。
Sorry, if you think like this, you'll never see God, you'll never believe in God.
可是如果你是这样想的话，你就永远都看不到神，
永远都不会相信神。Because God is not a product, God is not a thing that is to show you to see, just like you buy a things from the mall.
因为神不是一个能够让你看到的东西，就像你到商店里面去买个东西。
God is spirit.
因为神是个灵。
You have to believe in Him to experience His abidance.
我们必须要相信他，才能够来感受到他。
In the beginning, the Canaanite inhabitants they don't believe in true God.
那在开始的时候，这些迦南地的居民他们不相信这个真神。
They don't even know there's a true God.
他们并不知道有这个真神。
But because of the people Israelites, they started to come in.
可是当他们看到了这些以色列人，他们就相信了。
They find out that this group of people is different.
他们看到说这一群人不太一样。
Why is different?
为什么他们不一样
Because if you look at the above of these people, there's always a cloud.
因为他们往看到这些人的上面，总是有这个云柱。
And this cloud has been guiding them wherever they go.
而这个云柱呢，在不论他们走到哪里，都跟着他们。
And God is in the midst of the cloud.
而神就在这个云柱中间。
And God is also in front of the cloud.
而神也在这个云柱的前面。
So they know that they are God's people. We cannot withstand them.
所以他们知道说这些是神的子民，我们没有办法与他们对敌。
So this is very important.
所以对我们来讲，这是非常重要。
The pillar of cloud and fire is to show that God is with the people.
所以这个云柱和火柱是给大家知道说这些人是有神的同在。
You don't have to be afraid when you walk in a long journey and a difficult tracks.
所以当你走在一条很长很困难的道路上的时候，我们不需要害怕。
Today we are living.Just like in the wilderness of this life.
那今天我们活在这个世界上，就像我们生活在这个旷野里。
Sometimes we'll face a challenge in our life that we never faced before.
那有的时候在生活上，我们会遇到一些困难，是我们以前从来没有遇过的。
Sometimes we will be told about a bad news that really almost struck us down, and we don't know how to move on.
那有的时候有些人会告诉我们一些非常坏的消息，让我们不知道要如何再走下去。
Sometimes we face failures and we are so hopeless and we don't know how to live tomorrow.
那有的时候我们碰到了很多的失败，我们觉得非常的难过，我们不知道要怎么样活到下一天。
But don't forget one thing.
可是我们不可以忘记。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你相信主耶稣。
And most importantly, if you believe Jesus in true Jesus Church.
而且更重要的是，你如果在真耶稣教会里面相信主
，This true Jesus Church has the pillar of cloud and fire。
这个真耶稣教会它有神的云柱和火柱。
Because God revealed the complete truth to us。
因为神把这个完全全备的真理来赐给我们。
God has given the Holy Spirit to us。
神把他的圣灵赐给我们。
And you don't have to be afraid。
所以我们不需要害怕。
Because the pillar of cloud and fire is always be with us。
因为神的云柱和火柱永远都与我们同在。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 14.
请翻开约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14, verse 20, verse 16.
约翰福音第十四章第十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17.
约翰福音第十四章第十六节和十七节。十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。十七节，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 18.
第十八节，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
Jesus was about to leave the disciple to face the cross.
那在这时候，主耶稣要离开他的门徒来面对十字架上的痛苦。
When he disclosed this news to the disciple, that caused a lot of uncertainty among his followers.
那当他把这件事情告诉他的门徒的时候，他的门徒就非常的失落。
You are leaving us. You are our leader. You are our guidance. You are our teacher. But you are leaving us. What can we do now? What is the next step?
你是我们的老师，是我们的带领者。你教导我很多事情。那现在你要离开我们了，我们要怎么办呢
？But here Jesus assured them.
可是这里主耶稣来安慰他们。
I'll ask the Father.
我要求父。
He will give you another counselor.
他会另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
To be with you forever.
而且叫他永远与你们同在。
Wow, even you have your best friend, but your best friend is not always going to be with you forever, right?
就算我们有最好的朋友，但是我们最好的朋友也不会永远和我们在一起。
Even you really love your spouse, but one day your spouse will leave you, and even death will separate us.
那就算我们非常爱我们的配偶，可是有一天这个我们的配偶也会离开我们，因为死会把我们分开。
In this world, no one can be with you forever.
在这个世界上，没有人可以跟我们永远在一起。
But Jesus promised, if you truly believe in me, I'll be with you forever.
可是主耶稣来在这里来的应许我们，如果你们真的相信我的话，我就会与你们永远同在。
Then how can Jesus be with the disciple forever, overcome the limit of time and space and death?
那主耶稣要如何能够永远和他的门徒在一起呢，而不受到这个时间这个空间的挑战呢
？Verse 17 tells us through the Spirit of Truth.
第十七节告诉我们说，这是。借着真理的圣灵。
Once again, he mentioned about this pillar of fire and cloud. These two things are combined, actually.
那再一次这里提到了这个云柱和火柱，这其实是同一个的。
Because God Himself, His actions is truth.
因为神就是真理。
Whatever Lord Jesus said is truth.
那主耶稣所说的每一句话都是真理。
And also the actions of God is spirit.
那神就是个灵。
So that.The spirit of truth, just like the pillar of cloud and fire, you look at them, it seems to be two, but actually they are one.
所以这个真理的圣灵就像这个云柱和火柱，看起来好像是两个，其实是一个。
If your heart have the truth in you,
所以如果你的心里有这个真理，
you always feel God's presence.
你就永远都会感觉到神的同在。
If you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
如果你被圣灵充满，
you always feel that God is with you, no matter where the corner of the world you have been to.
不论你在这世界上的哪一个角落，你都可以感觉到神与你同在。
Oh, there was a sister.
曾经有一个姐妹。
One day she found out from the doctor that she had cancer.
那有一天，她从医生那里得知她得了癌症。
And、that is a very shocking news.
对她来讲，这是非常可怕的新闻。的消息。
At the beginning, she is so frightened and she doesn't know what to do.
所以最开始她非常的害怕，她不知道要怎么办。
She believed Lord Jesus Christ for about 10 years.
他已经相信主耶稣大概十年了。
For the first 10 years, life has been very smooth, and she has been blessed by God.
那这开始的十年，他得到了神的祝福，所以他的生活非常的平淡。
But this is the first trial that's facing her after her believing Christ.
那这是在他相信神之后的所遇到的第一个困难。
And she, but really thank God she has the faith, she has the Lord Jesus Christ in her heart.
感谢神，在他的心里，他对神有这个信心。
After the beginning stage of uncertainty and also doubt, but she immediately prayed, she asked God to settle her heart down.
那在他开始通过这一段，他不知道他无助的这一段时间之后，他马上就静下来，跪下来求神。
She tells the Lord.
他告诉神。
The Lord, you have to be with me.
主啊，你必须要跟我同在。
I don't know what to go through.
我不知道我未来的路是什么。
I don't know tomorrow.
我不知道明天是什么。
You have to be with me.
可是你一定要与我同在。
Because you promised me so.
因为你答应我了。
Because when she read in her sickness, she started to read the Bible.
因为在她在生病的时候，她开始念圣经。
She also read the Bible before, but when she was sick, when she read the Bible touched her more than before.
但当然，她以前也念过圣经，可是在她生病的时候，当她念圣经的时候，这个圣经更加的感动她。
When she really prayed, the Holy Spirit really touched her heart.
那当他真正在祷告的时候，圣灵真正的感动了他。
And then when she read the Bible suddenly become just like 3D, just like being so valid, so true, and so related to her.
那当他在读圣经的时候，这个圣经就好像活了起来，在他面前好像是活生生的。
And then suddenly she has the courage.
那他就得到了勇气。
And then she knows that, okay, I have to go through what I need to go through.
所以他了解到说，我要走的路还是要走。
She went through chemotherapy.
他通过了化疗。
It's a very long journey.
这是非常长的一段时间。
It was time and hours she lose all her hairs and she lose all her strength.
经过了很长一段时间，她失去了她的所有的头发，然后她的力量。
But in her heart, she knows that Lord Jesus Christ with her.
可是，在她心里，她知道主耶稣与她同在。
Why?
为什么？
Because the pillar of cloud and fire.
因为这个云柱和火柱。
Because the Holy Spirit is in her.
因为圣灵在她里面。
And the whole church is praying for her.
然后整个教会都在为她祷告。
Giving her courage.
是给他力量
giving her faith,
给他勇气给他
to trust in Lord Jesus Christ.
给他信心让他能够相信主
And we did thank God she went through all her therapy.
感谢神他通过了这些治疗
She didn't think that she can make it, but thank God she make it.
虽然说他不敢相信他自己能够通过这所有的但是他却通过了
And of course she doesn't know what waiting for her in the future.
但当然，他并不知道他的未来是什么。
She doesn't know how long she will live.
他不知道他要还能够活多久。
But that doesn't matter anymore.
可是这都没有关系。
She feels that God is with her.
因为他感觉到了神与他同在。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
Through prayer.
借着祷告。
Through these tribulations.
借着这些困难。
Through reading the Bible, the Word of God.
借着读经，让他能够读到神的话。
And last week, her son got married.
那上个星期他的儿子结婚了
And then she can attend the wedding.
那他就可以来参加婚礼
She was so joyful in the Lord.
他非常在主里非常的快乐
So sometimes we face trials in our life.
所以有的时候我们在生活上遇到很多的困难
Sometimes we focus on our own problem.
虽然说我们好像只专注在自己的困难
We are defeated by worries and doubt.
我们被这世界这一切的烦恼来打败
Why?
为什么
Because we focus on the ground.
因为我们只看到这个地面上。
Our eyes always looking at the problems.
我们的眼睛只看到我们的这些困难。
But we forgot to look up.
我们忘了要往上看。
When you look up, you find a different perspective.
当你往抬头看的时候，你就会看到不同的。
When you look up, you find this loving God who has provided guidance everywhere we go, no matter where we are.
当你抬头的时候，你就会看到这个爱我们的神，不论我们在哪里，他都是在保护我们。
When you just exactly follow this pillar of cloud and fire.
我们只要能够不停地跟随这个云柱和火柱。
No matter where you go, your heart is so peaceful.
所以这样子，如果不论你走到哪里，我们的心都是非常平静的。
Let's read the same chapter, verse 26.
请继续看第二十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 26.
约翰福音十四章二十六节。二十六节，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Here the pillar of cloud and fire will lead you.
这里这个云柱和火柱会带领我们。
How can he lead you?
他要怎么样带领我们
？The Holy Spirit will lead you to understand God's word.
这个圣灵会带领我们来了解到神的话。
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, it's very difficult for you to understand God's word.
如果我们没有圣灵的话，我们就没有办法，我们就无法来了解神的话。
If you use your own thinking, try to understand God, you will never be successful.
我们如果想要用自己的方法来想来了解神的旨意的话，是非常困难的。
But when the Holy Spirit is with you,
可是当圣灵与你在一起
，you read the Bible.
对，你读经的时候
，you can understand better.
你就能够更加的明白。
And you can understand God's will on you.
你就能够了解神在你身上的旨意是什么。
And when you understand God's will on you.
当你了解神在你身上的旨意
you will have true peace in your heart.
你就会有真正的平安
Verse 26
第二十六节
Verse 27节
我留下平安给你们我将我的平安赐给你们我所赐的不像世人所赐的你们心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯
Here is Lord Jesus Christ's assurance.
这是主耶稣的应许
Peace I leave unto you.
我留下平安给你们。
Jesus did not say money I leave unto you.
主耶稣没有说我把钱留给你们。
Jesus did not say I promise you good health until you're 100 years old.
主耶稣没有说我让你们有健康，让你能够活到100岁。
Jesus said peace I leave with you.
主耶稣说我把平安留给你们。
No matter where you go, you have peace.
无论你走到哪里，你都会有平安。
Because this pillar of cloud and fire is just right above you.
因为这个云柱和火柱就在你的头上。
You start to look up and you'll find it.
当你抬头看的时候，你就会看到它。
You'll find peace and you'll find strength and you'll not worry and you'll not be afraid.
你会得到平安，你会看到力量，而你就不会忧愁，也不会胆怯。
But let's ask, how many brothers and sisters has been constantly looking up to this pillar of cloud and fire?
所以我们要来想想，有多少弟兄姐妹会这样不停地往抬头看这个云柱和火柱呢？
Most of us have the Holy Spirit, but how many of us does really spend time to pray at home?
那我们大部分的人都已经有圣灵了，可是我们有多少人在家里能够花时间祷告呢
？We all own more than one Bible, but how many of us spend time to read God's word in your own time?
我们每个人可能都有好几本圣经，可是有多少人在自己有时间的时候坐下来读经呢
？The pillar of fire and cloud is up there, but we focus always complaining and troubling because we see the problem in the front on the ground.
那这个云柱和火柱一直都在我们的头上，可是我们所看到的只是这地面上的这些困难。
That's why we get lost.
这就是为什么我们会迷失。
That's why we don't have peace.
这就是为什么我们会没有平安。
So the pillar of cloud and fire reminds us God is with us.
所以这个云柱和火柱来提醒我们，神与我们同在。
And you have to trust in Him.
而我们必须要相信他。
The first function of the pillar of cloud and fire is to lead direction.
这个云柱和火柱的第一个功能是给我们方向
，help them to find the way they should go，
给他们看到说要走的方向是什么。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1。
请翻开《生命记》第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1。
生命记第一章。
Verse 33。
第三十三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 33。
生命记第一章第三十三节。三十三节，他在路上，在你们前面行，为你们找安营的地方。夜间在火柱里，日间在云柱里，只是你们所当行的路。
Here tells us the function of the pillar of cloud and fire is just like GPS or map.
那这里告诉我们说，这个云柱和火柱的功能就像这个
导航系统
一样。
It just helps the people to show them the way they should go.
指示他的子民要怎么走。
Because this road they have never tried before.
因为他们从来没有走过这条路。
And they know nothing. They know no one in this land.
那他们在这个地方，他们谁都不认识。
And without God, they are totally lost.
所以没有神的话，他们就完全迷失了。
Think about your life. It's without God's guidance, you'll be totally lost.
所以我们如果想想自己的生活的话，如果没有神的带领的话，我们大概就是非常的忙乱。
You ask a friend in the world, everybody will tell you, I'm so busy. Everybody seems so busy.
我们如果问我们的朋友的话，他们会告诉你说，我好忙。
Even young children will tell you, I'm very busy.
甚至连小孩子都会告诉你说他很忙。
But busy for what?
但是为什么忙？
Everybody busy for different things.
每个人都为不同的事情忙。
But you ask them why you're so busy.
可是你问他们说你为什么这么忙？
What is your direction in your life?
你的这个生活上的目标是什么？
They cannot answer.
他们没有办法回答你。
So I just have to work.
他们只告诉你说我必须要工作。
Just have to earn money.
我必须要赚钱。
But you ask them why.
那你问他说为什么？
What is the meaning of your life?
你的生命的意义是什么？
Is it just money, just work, and then retirement, traveling, and then what?
是不是只是要工作，要赚钱，然后到后来要退休，然后就去旅行？
People cannot tell you the direction.
但是为什么呢？他们没有办法告诉你为什么。
But if you have the pillar of cloud and fire,
可是你如果有这个云柱和火柱
，the truth and the Holy Spirit,
这个真理的圣灵
，God will guide us home.
神就会带领我们回家。
We know that this world is not our home.
我们知道这个世界不是我们的家。
If you open the newspaper, so many bad news nowadays.
我们如果看一看新闻的话，你会看到现在有很多的坏新闻。
The world everywhere becomes so chaotic.
这个世界非常的混乱。
Politically speaking,
政治上来讲。
Also climate change.
或者是气候。
And also diseases.
不同的传染病。
For example, you look at the Ebola virus. It's really spreading very fast in Africa. You don't know when it will spread to other places or even here.
所以我们知道说现在这个 Ebola 它在非洲传染的非常的快。
And then all the tension being built up in different parts of the world.
那这世界上不同的角落他们有很多的战乱。
So this world is not our home.
所以这个世界不是我们的家。
This world one day will come to an end.
因为这个世界有一天就会到了它的尽头。
We need to find our way home.
我们必须要找到回家的路。
Our true home is the heavenly kingdom.
我们的家真正的家是在天上
It's what Lord Jesus promised us.
是主耶稣应许我们的
So don't get lost in this world.
所以不要在这个世界上迷失
Don't be so mind occupied by the worldly things.
不要把自己的心专注在这世界上的事情
Don't forget this is not the place that you end up eventually.
不要忘记这是你专注在什么这就是你最后会得到的
So that's why we always have to look for the truth and the Holy Spirit to guide our faith journey.
所以我们一定要求这个真理的圣灵来带领我们的路。
And also in terms of the church, the holy work of the church also need to be guided by God's Spirit.
那对于教会来讲，我们教会的圣工都需要由神的圣灵来带领。
Just like 3,000 years ago, how this pillar of cloud and fire lead them.
就像3000年前这个云柱和火柱如何带领以色列人。
Now, you read this one passage, it's quite interesting.
我们来读一节有趣的圣经节。
You think that sometimes the pillar of cloud and fire lead them, always bring them shortcuts, right? God will bring them shortcuts so that they will do the things shortest time, shortest distance.
我们会以为说神的云柱和火柱会带领以色列人走最快的路到最他们所要到达的地方。
Sometimes it does not always true like that.
可是有的时候并不是如此。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 13.
请翻回出埃及记第十三章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Exodus.13:17.
出埃及记第十三章第十七节。十七节，法老容百姓去的时候，非利士地的道路虽近，神却不领他们从那里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔，就回埃及去。
Verse 18.
第十八节，所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路，以色列人出埃及地都带着兵器上去。
Here tell us they are.More than one way that they can go from Egypt to the land of Canaan.
那这里告诉我们说，从埃及到迦南地有很多条路可以走。
There's one shortcut.
那有一条比较短的路。
The shortest cut is they left Egypt and go through the coast, went through the land of the Philistine, and they'll reach Canaan in a few weeks.
那这个最短的路是他们离开埃及地之后就经过腓力士地，这样子他们在几个星期内就可以走到。迦南地。
That is the most convenient way.
那这是最方便的路。
Fastest cut.
最快的路。
And this, for many people, if you use the GPS asks you, do you want to go the shortest distance? You press yes, and then you go this way.
所以对很多人来讲，当我们使用导航系统的时候，他会问你说你要不要走最快的路？那你就会说要，然后他就会带你走。
If using human thinking, everyone will choose this way because this is fastest. We can get there in a few weeks.
那我们如果以人的想法来想的话，这他们我们当然会选这个最快的路。
But God's will is higher than our will.
可是神的意念高于人的意念。
We only see something immediate, but God sees something more far away.
我们所看到的是我们面前的事情，但是神所看到的是更远的。
God could have let them go through this shortcut.
那神当然可以带领他们走这么短的路。
God has the power to help them to defeat the Philistine.
那神也有能力能够让他们能够打赢这些腓力士人。
But the problem is the people don't have the faith to face the Philistine right after they left Egypt.
但是问题是说这些百姓他们没有这个信心能够来面对这些腓力士人。
They are not prepared.
他们还没有准备好。
When they see the Philistine, they'll complain, they'll turn back.
当他们见到腓力士人的时候，他们就会开始抱怨，就会回头。
And God already foresee this.
那神已经看到了这些。
That's why God let them go around a longer way.
这就是为什么神带着百姓绕道而行。
So sometimes when we look up at the pillar of cloud and fire.
所以有的时候我们抬头看这个云柱和火柱。
Sometimes you just cannot understand why God led us this way.
那有的时候我们就没有办法了解说为什么神带领我们走这条路。
It should be a faster way, but why God led us a longer way?
为什么不走那个比较快的道路？为什么要我们走这个 绕这条远路呢
？But if we trust in God,
但是如果我们真正的相信神
，Even originally we have our own plan.
那就算我们一开始有自己的计划
，We have our own thinking.
我们有自己的想法。
But if we truly trust in this pillar of cloud and fire,
但是我们如果真正的相信这个云柱和火柱的话
，We know that what God prepares is the best.
我们知道神所为我们预备的是最好的。
If God wants to change my direction, I'll allow God to change my direction.
如果神要我们改变计划，我们就必须要让神来改变。
Because we have the faith that God knows better than I know.
因为我们必须要相信神所知道的比我们更多。
Don't complain, just follow.
不要抱怨，只是跟随。
It is not that God keeps changing His mind and letting them go through, go and run around.
并不是说神改变了一直改变他的计划，而带着他们绕来绕去。
The big direction, the big goal is still the same.
他们的目标还是一样的。
But God adjusts the way.
但是神会照着来改变他的路。
In the book of the Acts of Apostles, if you look at how the church developed, God, the Holy Spirit did the same thing to the church.
那我们如果看《使徒行传》的话，你就会看到说圣灵是如何带领他的教会。
After the Holy Spirit came down,
在圣灵降临之后
，Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, everyone filled the Holy Spirit.
在五旬节圣灵降临之后，大家都受到圣灵充满。
They built a church in Jerusalem.
所以他们要开始耶路撒冷的教会。
The original plan is we just have a church here and everybody gather here and to preach the gospel in Jerusalem.
那他们原本的计划就是我们大家都聚集在这里，在这个耶路撒冷的教会，大家在这里祷告。
That is human thinking, human planning, and human will.
那这是人的计划，这是人的想法。
But God always adjusts human plan.
但是神会来改变人的计划。
Let's turn to Acts of Apostles chapter 8.
请翻开《使徒行传》第八章
，verse 1.
第一节
Acts of eight, verse one.
使徒行传第八章第一节，第一节，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
And then verse four.
第四节，那些分散的人往各处去传道。
You see how God changed the plan.
我们可以看到神如何改变他们的计划。
Yes, we human beings should have plan.
是的，我们人需要有计划。
But we also should allow God to always change our plan.
但是我们必须要让神能够来改变我们的计划。
They plan to stay in Jerusalem for a long time.
他们计划要留在耶路撒冷很长一段时间。
But God want them to go out.
但是神要他们离开。
But they won't go out in a normal situation.
但是他们在平常的时候，他们是不会离开的。
Because everybody like to stick together.
因为大家喜欢聚集在一起。
Because it's closer and more convenient.
那对他们来讲是非常方便，大家也非常的靠近。
But God allowed persecution to happen.
可是神却让这个逼迫来临。
So God adjusts the direction.
所以神改变他们的计划。
They have to scatter.
他们必须要分散。
But whenever they scatter, they started to preach the gospel.
可是当他们分散之后，他们就开始传道。
And then this is the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire.
这就是云柱火柱的带领。
God doesn't guide us always according to the way that we think.
神不会照着不会。永远都照着我们的想法来带领我们。
But we will always observe, see what kind of chances, opportunity, or situation that God bring in front of our eyes.
可是我们必须要常常在观察神所给我们的不同的机会在我们的面前。
It's not that God is changing His direction.
神并没有在改变他的目标。
But it's showing us the clearer direction.
但是他只是给我们更清楚的目标。
If you look at chapter 11, doing the saying about the same thing.
那我们如果看十一章的话，他告诉我们同样的事情。
Acts chapter 11,
使徒行传第十一章
，verse 19,
第十九节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 19,
使徒行传第十一章第十九节，那些因斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基和居比路，并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
Verse 20,
第二十节，但内中有居比路的和古利奈人，他们。到了安提阿，也向希利尼人讲传讲主耶稣。
Verse 21,
二十一节，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
Here tell us something happened. Is Stephen? He was killed and he died as a martyr.
那这里告诉我们说，斯提凡他殉道。
It was a bad thing in the eyes of the disciple at the time.
那在对那些门徒来讲，这是非常不好的事情。
But God allowed this to happen.
可是神让这个事情发生。
Why?
为什么
？Because of Stephen's death, people have to scatter again.
因为斯提凡的死，那这些门徒必须要四散。
And then some went to Antioch.
那有些就到了安提阿。
And Antioch, when they went to Antioch, they preached to different people, and many people believed.
那当他们到了安提阿之后，他们向不同的人传道，很多人就相信。
And then in Antioch, they established another headquarter or evangelical center to preach to the foreign nation.
所以到了安提阿，他们设了另外一个基地，让他们能够跟这些外邦人来传道。
So this is God's wonderful guidance.
这就是神的带领。
They never planned to have another evangelical center in Antioch.
他们从来没有计划说要在安提阿设立这个地方。
But God led them there.
但是神带他们走到这里。
God provide them a situation there.
神给他们的这个机会。
They just let God guide.
所以他们就让神来带领他们。
And things just happen according to God's will.
那照着神的旨意这样子完成。
So brother and sister, maybe in your life, sometimes you never plan something.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果或许在我们生活当中，我们没有计划什么。
Or when you plan something, but God direct you to somewhere else.
或者是我们有了一些计划，但是神把我们带到别的地方。
It's very clear that God want to adjust your direction.
那对我们来讲，很清楚的是，神要改变我们的路。
Or in the church work, that you find out that God really want to adjust our direction.
或者是在教会的圣工上面，我们看到说神要改变我们的道路。
Because God provides us a new opportunity.
或许神给我们更多的机会。
Then we have to follow the pillar of cloud and fire.
我们必须要跟随这个云柱和火柱。
Just follow His guidance.
我们只要跟随他的带领。
And don't have to be afraid.
不要害怕。
Because He's in the pillar of cloud and fire.
因为他在这个云柱火柱中间。
And also the Bible said he is in front of the pillar of cloud and fire.
圣经也告诉我们说他在这个云柱的和火柱的前面。
This is very special if you remember what the verse we read. He is in it and also he is in front of it.
这是非常特别的，我们刚才所读的圣经节告诉我们说他在里面也在前面。
So why should you be afraid?
所以我们为什么要害怕呢？
Because the pillar of cloud and fire is always with you.
我们同在。
Sing hymn number 59.
请唱诗59首。